He's a TEDx speaker. He's also a comedian. Please welcome to the stage, Jose Peranian.
At the count of three, I want every person in this room to say their first name out loud. One, two, three. Easy, right? My whole life, I have had a severe stutter. And before I learned this breathing technique to control it, the mere act of having to say my own name was terrifying. I avoided every speaking situation that I could. And those I could not avoid made me feel ashamed, embarrassed, and like I simply was not enough. I hated myself. I hated that I was unable to say the words to express my thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Once at a party as a teenager, I meet this girl and we immediately hit it off. We start holding hands. And then she asks me, "What is your name?" My name used to be the most difficult word for me to say, so I respond with, and as I am struggling to tell her who I am, she lets my hand go and walks away. Was it something I didn't say? This basic act of speaking that everyone else did so effortlessly was mission impossible to me. I had enough. Something had to change. Robert Frost once said, "The best way out is through." To me, that meant the only way I would overcome stuttering and all the pain it came with would be by repeatedly doing the one thing that I feared the most. Speaking. First, I learned this breathing technique to control my stuttering. And for the first time in my life, I had some control over this. Chaotic nightmare. Also, if anyone in this room is called Luke, I am your father. Then I joined a public speaking club to overcome the fear of public speaking. And trust me, it was painfully uncomfortable at first. In my second year of university, the fear was so devastatingly crippling that I begged every single professor to exempt me from all of my oral presentations. In the fourth year, however, I joined the school's debating club, where I realized that what I say matters far more than how quickly I say it. In 2017, I competed and won 2 public speaking competitions. Thereby receiving the award of Inspirational Speaker of the Year, something my teenage self would have deemed an absurd impossibility. In February of 2018, I delivered a talk at TEDx in front of 500 people, which at the time was by far my largest audience. In September of 2018, I spoke at the Archangel Summit in front of almost 3,000 people. All of a sudden, 500 did not seem as bad. Over the past 2.5 years, I've also been doing stand-up comedy. Don't worry, I always warn my audience that my performance will be full of suspense. I also tell them that they are stranded on Stutter Island. I have since performed stand-up in Chicago, New York, Montreal, Toronto, Edinburgh, in English, French, and Spanish. I should mention, I stutter in 6 different languages. Je bégaye en français, I stutter in English, tartamudeo in espagnol. This means I'm on the quest to test people's patience internationally. Although here in LA, I'm pretty sure you don't need to improve your patience thanks to your traffic here. I am still at the beginning of my journey. And to be completely honest, I still go through ups and downs. But every time that the negative emotions of my past resurface, I tackle them by going outside once a week, where I challenge myself to talk to 100 complete strangers. This exercise is tough, draining, and uncomfortable, but it is through repeatedly exposing myself to the source of my fear that I managed to overcome this. Now, I have a little surprise for you this evening. There's a film maker who has been working on a documentary film about my journey, and she has captured some footage of me doing this street exercise. I got the approval to share a minute or two with you this evening. Would you like to see it? Right.
Excuse me, guys. Hi. I have a stutter, and today I'm just challenging myself by having super quick conversations with as many people as possible as an exercise to work on my stuttering and improve my speech. I know I interrupted something that seemed very divine. It's really an absurd coincidence.
Yeah,
I can tell as soon as I...
You're really good.
I can tell right away, as soon as I walk in, that this isn't the average group of people. It's like hashtag Nirvana over here.
I confront my adversity one word at a time. And while my stutter is visible, yours might not be as obvious. By a show of hands, who here has ever held back due to fear? Every single hand is up. I hate to break it to you, but you all have a stutter. When you wish to speak up in that meeting at work and yet you remain quiet, that's your stutter. When you wish to take the initiative on a presentation or a call, and yet you just allow the colleague who always does those things to take over, that's your stutter. When you are at an event like this one today, and there's a group or an individual you wish to say hello to, and yet when you see them walking in your direction, you stare at your phone and you walk the other way, that's your stutter. Every time we succumb to our stutter, we shrink our destiny by stripping away countless possibilities. That time you did not speak up in a meeting might have been the day that your organization's leadership was looking to promote someone from within. That account you never went after because the fear of rejection held you back might have turned into your biggest account. That person you did not talk to today in this room might have been a new friend with whom you were going to travel the world, or someone who was going to open a door to a new opportunity. When, however, we endure the uncomfortable and accept that fear and action can coexist, our potential grows exponentially, and we truly become the makers of our destiny. Out of curiosity, does anyone in this room have a deadly fear of public speaking? Okay. Would you be able to keep your hands up? Okay, so I'm going to invite you, to join me on stage, and the rest of the audience, a huge round of applause. Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. And welcome. I like to be on a first name basis. So hello. My name is José. We do have a mic here, so I'll let you all just say your first name.
My name is Gabriela.
I'm Simin.
Joe.
And I'm Nina, and I outed myself.
Okay, so I have both good news and bad news about fear. We'll start with the bad news. The bad news about fear is that it never goes away. Now that that's out of the way, I'm going to share the good news about fear. Fear never goes away. So if we know that something in life is a constant, wouldn't it be illogical for us to wait for the fear to magically go away before we take the action that we know will unlock our potential? So at this point, I must have done hundreds of stand-up comedy and speaking engagements at conferences, companies, and schools. What has changed is not the presence of fear itself. It's my relationship with it. Whereas in the past, it could have acted as a roadblock that held me back in every way imaginable. Today, that same exact fear acts as a trampoline that propels me into taking action. Now, that's my story. I believe every person in this room has a story based on the adversity that we have faced. What I would like from each of you in just about 30 to 40 seconds is to share one key lesson that you have learned in your own life dealing with whatever adversity you have faced, one key insight that you want every person in this room to leave with today. And before they start, another huge round of applause, please.
I practice my own breathing techniques. I've outed myself. Every time I get up on a stage like this, my heart rate goes right up to about here. My throat chokes to about the size of this. And I have to dial it down. And like you, I had to force myself from the very beginning of my career to step back and say, this is a skill I need, so I will practice. And I will practice some more. And I will practice some more. And I still get petrified coming up here. But I have trained myself over time to overcome this and use it as a way to motivate myself to keep practicing.
Thank you so much.
It's so funny because I can tell almost the same story. I do a lot of public speaking, and I have people probably in the audience that were surprised I came up here. But the reason I did is that I didn't see hands go up, and almost everybody I know says they have a fear of public speaking, so I wanted to own it because it took an awful lot of work. I would get asked to speak often, and I realized I really had to overcome this. And I went to Toastmasters. I had like a big shout out to Toastmasters. Had a conversation today with someone who said the same thing, mm-hmm. that they're scared of public speaking, and I really encouraged her to come out to Toastmasters, and I would say that to all of you, because that has helped, and that's why I'm actually up here, because in the early days, I probably would have just sat down over there, so just outing myself too.
Amazing.
So I can hear my heart pumping. It's a good thing. It's there. I remember a story many years ago that I stood in front of probably 500 people and talked about, let's finish hunger. And I saw the power that the whole team had after my speak, and I thought, wow, I can really impact the world, so why stay quiet? But my fear is there every time, so thank you for inviting me.
Amazing.
So what I have learned is that think about what my strengths are and play to those. One of my strengths is to be very authentic. I'm very, like Joe said, I have an accent, so I'm very self-aware of my accent. And what I'm doing is combining what my strengths, my uniqueness is, and making sure that I practice, I work with my breath, and I can control my accent, because it's always going to be there, but send my message, believing in me and being authentic.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And let us warmly welcome them back to their seats. Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys. Wouldn't it have been tragic not to have been exposed to these four beautiful messages just because of fear? See, when we hold back because we're afraid, we're not only penalizing ourselves by tragically wasting our true potential, but we are also depriving the world from being exposed to a certain message that might transform it for the better. If I could go back to that house party and see my teenage self who just had his heart broken because of the fact that he was a bit different, I would share three messages with him. One, own what makes you unique. It's okay to be a bit different. Two, act not in spite of discomfort, but because of it, thanks to it. Use discomfort as a radar to identify the terrains in your life that you must conquer. And three, once you find the thing that scares you the most, do it. And do it again, and again, and again. I'd like to conclude with a quote from Stoic philosophy. It's by Marcus Aurelius. It says, the impediment to action advances action. that which stands in the way becomes the way. Today, my obstacle brought me to this stage. Where will your obstacle take you? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jose.
Thank you so much.
Another inspirational keynote.
Thank you.